You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you doing on this fine day?
I am doing wonderful. The sun is shining. I got the soundbite intro, so I'm pretty much off and rolling. How are you?
I was going to say, we've checked all the things off the list, and it's before 8 a.m., so I think we're good to go, and we don't live in southwest Iowa, so there's no snow.
And the streamline of coffee is right here in the vein.
We've got it all. I brought my cup from home, even sans travel mug. It's one of those mornings. I didn't have time to move it into a better compartment.
So we are talking with Nick Westergaard, digital guru of marketing, and there's new data on social media.
There is, and on the sound bites and in the classroom, I cite a lot of data on social media use, and it's no wonder that when looking at it as long as I have, that I do have some favorites out there. And there's a great study called The Infinite Dial that's put out by Edison Research. They do all of the exit polling for the major news networks, and they've been studying the digital consumer since 1998, so it's some of the best longitudinal data out there. And in looking at all of this, in terms of social media use, when it comes to brand awareness, I always say to my students, if you were to go out on the street and ask people if they've heard of these social networks, Facebook is number one, followed by Twitter, and then Instagram, Pinterest, and others. But when it comes to actual social media use, Facebook is still number one. So I always say, if you're looking for cocktail conversation out there about social media, don't let anybody tell you, Facebook's dead, my kids aren't on Facebook, nobody uses Facebook, it's a ghost town, it's only old people.
They might have said that with MySpace 20 years ago.
Exactly, but it's a little trendy to imply that Facebook's over, and it's in fact not, because when you look at Facebook use, when you look at Instagram use, when you look at Snapchat use, they're used most often when compared to the other social networks. And when you look at year-on-year how much they're used, they're actually growing. If you look at that, I just tweeted out a link, ironically, on Twitter. But if you look at the pieces of pie for Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat, their pieces of pie are growing, and it's coming at the expense of the other much smaller pieces of pie, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and yes, even Twitter, especially when you look at 12 to 24. Twitter use was at 8%, which wasn't super huge anyways, last year, and now it's down to just 1% in that millennial demographic.
It's absolutely frightening that there are 10- and 12-year-olds on any type of social media.
This is true.
maybe it's good from a marketing standpoint, but there's a lot of stuff out there that I wouldn't even want to think that my sons would have access to.
Oh, absolutely. I think they would say that that's why it's important for us parents to teach digital literacy, I guess.
Maybe even tolerance and take a step away from it from time to time. But once again, we are talking with Nick Westergaard, the social soundbite on Iowa City's news and sports station. Any last thoughts?
No, just other than if you want to look at the full data set, go check me out on Twitter, at Nick Westergaard.
There it is.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.